it's down and it's done, and below there is sun, where there once was a block that was black.
Now it's not quite the same since they've torn down the frame of that dirty old overhead track.
How I miss all the quaking
and hanging
and shaking
and clanging
and profanity.
Though they called it old-fashioned and slightly absurd,
like a dowager out on a spree, nothing ever again can be quite what the Third Avenue L was to me. It was clanky and cranky and slightly berserk, and it started and stopped with the same kind of jerk. It looked in the windows at Avenue Wives until it became a part of their lives. A family of 600,000 survives. Now it's new and it's bright, and I'm dazed by the light where we used to have four for the road.
And the spot where we lean when the world would careen
is the,
think of it, Girl Scouts abode.
Why, the best of us pales as we pass Bloomingdale's, with a bird singing songs in a tree. When we're gone from the scene, someone please keep the word
of the way that it all used to be.
Nothing ever again can be quite what the Third Avenue L was to me. Toll a bell or the L, let it ring out a knell for a friend who has just left this earth.
For the pot-bellied stove that so gallantly strove to keep glowing for all it was worth.
For the last citadel of an odd clientele with a stubborn and sporting esprit.
Not a cinder around, yet my vision is blurred. Sentimental, yes, that.